wings on black and white. You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to Kingdom Recovery. This is a live, spirit-filled program where no matter what chains a person to a prison of hopelessness, such as alcohol, drugs, sex, or even feelings, God can and will break those chains. Kingdom Recovery is a cutting-edge program where we discuss God's Word through focused teachings, open discussion, and life-changing testimonies. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kingdom Recovery. You're listening to 89.9 WCNO radio. Oh, that was a little exciting. We had just a little moment of excitement. So I'm Luann Lineken, and I'm with
James Wrench.
James Wrench, co-host of Kingdom Recovery. And we have been talking about step one, which we are done, which is really good because our timing is good because now we're into February, the second month, and we're going to be starting the second step, which is we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. Praise the Lord, right? Because it's only through the Holy Spirit that we can be transformed and renewed in the mind. But I wanted to read something here. So the first step that we did, every step has a promise. It's similar to like God's promises. You know, all his scriptures have promises, you know. Either a promise or a curse if you choose not to, you know, be obedient and take hold of the promise of his command. You know, life could be very easy if we just believe, which means to be in agreement, to believe in agreement with his word. We're going to believe in something. I was in agreement in the past because this is coming to believe. I came to believe in my past that old traditions, old, you know, religious values were truth in my life. You know, it was just what I was born into, so I followed along. I came to believe that if I did drugs and alcohol, that I'd get it would make me feel better in the beginning, you know? So I did. I had faith in those things. And this is the step two is about, it's going to direct, change, turn us from the old man way of thinking in faith and belief systems to the new man. So it's about the Holy Spirit, basically, is who we're going to be talking about today. Because the first step was accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right? And the second step is receiving Holy Spirit so that you can fulfill God's, because the third step is turning your will over to the care of God as you understand him. But if I don't understand God correctly, because we do have understandings of God, but if it's not the right understanding, the righteous way, the Holy Spirit way to lead and guide us, we're going to be tossed to and fro, and we're going to be in the wrong direction, going around and around with the chicken without a head, which is literal, because you don't have Christ's head on. So you're running around trying to do the same thing over and over again. So today we're going to be talking about how the second step, how it apply, how the Bible and the second step go hand in hand. So it's a decision and an act we take for a spiritual principle. And the spiritual principle is hope. And step one, it's honesty. So we come past the denial of, you know, listen, there was a time where I thought I was a sinner and there was no way I'd be forgiven. It was just too much. Okay. And then I get sober and I'm going to be honest. I didn't receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, but I got a little bit more holy, spiritual. I wasn't holy, but I acted a little bit more better in my behavior. My morals shifted a little bit. So, I mean, I probably would have said I'm not a bad person at that point. But I still was a sinner because I wasn't born again, you know. And so I just want to share that with people because that would have been my response to someone if they would have asked me. If I believed I was a sinner, I probably would have said, well, you know, not that bad. I mean, I'm a good person. Isn't that important, you know? And God loves everybody, and he does. But it's not that he doesn't love me. It's that I'm not expressing my love to him. And love is a union. So I'm not connected to him when I'm doing that. So even though I'm saying I love him, my heart's not connected to his heart. Go ahead, James.
It's funny how when you don't know the Lord, the enemy will fill your head with comparing yourself to people worse than you.
Yes.
And, oh, but then once you know the Lord, you start walking right.
Yep.
He'll do the opposite. You're never good enough.
Exactly.
It's always trying to condemn
you. Oh my gosh. It's so true. He wants to get you on either side he can. So so hope is the spiritual principle we receive in step two is hope. It takes hope. Okay. And because faith, hope is what it takes to start to believe. Like, I can have that too. I can receive also. So when people come to you, see, my first part of hope was when I never thought of my life. I didn't think I had a problem. Then when everybody told me I had a problem, there was threats happening and I was going to lose things that to me were greater than the problem. I stopped, you know, with the hope that I wouldn't lose those things, but they weren't good for me anyway. The point is, there was always hope in my life for the wrong things. You know, when I first came in and I stopped, I never thought I can stop using or drinking. And I didn't think I needed to. But then when it was forced upon me, I thought to myself, because I was young, oh, I'm going to have such a boring life. How am I going to do this? There's no way I can, you know, live a life like that for the rest of my life, you know, do this. But when I saw other people doing it, there was a little seed of hope that came into me. Well, if they could do it, then I could do it. Like young groups. That's why that we want to hang out with like-minded people. You know, it's important. That's why 12-step groups work. That's why, you know, connecting with fellowship in a church and these things, they help you because you're not alone and you get your strength and your encouragement because iron sharpens iron. And that's a God commandment. That's a spiritual law. So whether it's in the kingdom doing it or in the world doing it, you iron sharpens iron. I hung out with a lot of drug addicts. We were sharpening each other to be a drug addict. you know, when I was out there, you know, I hung out with a lot of people.
Stab people.
Exactly. A lot of people that did immoral things. So we sharpened each other for immorality, right? So that's what, so we want to come out of that and start seeking people, places, and things that edify and encourage us too when we get honest with ourselves of the things in our life that need to be looked at. Okay. And now we're in step two. So now this is a beautiful step because it's about the Holy Spirit indwelling you. Okay. And the Holy Spirit coming in to dwell in you. You're the mansion for the governor, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has always been here on earth, okay, since Jesus. Well, before Jesus, too. He's among us, right? But then when Jesus, now we have an opportunity and the ability, because of what Jesus did for us, to have the Holy Spirit dwell in us, not just upon us and not just for a moment, a temporary moment to fulfill a plan and purpose of God, okay? Now he gets to dwell in us. So wherever we go, he goes. But if we can grieve the Holy Spirit, we can quench the Holy Spirit. So just because you're infilled with the Holy Spirit doesn't mean you're filled up in the Holy Spirit and out in the Holy Spirit. Because the filling is in our belly to our heart, right? And how do we get filled and overflowing? Through the Word of God, through worship, through thanksgiving, through encouraging others and them encouraging you. These are the things that help build us in our faith and spiritually with the Holy Spirit, studying the word with him, letting him correct us, teach us, lead us, and guide us. When we allow him, because we believe, we start to align, we be living in agreement, believe right? Because leave means to agree with, to be willing to. It also means to be loved by God. So to be loved by God for God's purpose, so he can give himself to others through you. Okay, so the spiritual principle is hope. And their principles and virtues, their character of God. So we start to develop character of God when we accept Jesus and then receive the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit nurture. We nurture each other. The more I feed on the word, the more he feeds on the word, and together he builds me up, right? So hope is a feeling of expectation, a desire for a certain thing to happen. So I was hoping, and most people were born, you know, with the ability to hope. It's just that we're hoping maybe in good things, maybe in bad things. But when we get born again and repent, meaning turn our direction to the right way, a righteous way to hope, the right way to hope is in the only way is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So Christ, the Holy Spirit in me, the hope of glory, the desire, it's Jesus in me, right? The word of God in me. The hope of glory, God's victory, his royal power, his higher power. We call it in programs, or people say, I have a higher power. And and that's where the enemy can deceive you too, because we already talked about in step one that Jesus is, his name is above all names. He's seated in the highest place at the right hand of the Father. So he's the higher, and the power is the Holy Spirit, Christ in him, who he released to us. So it's Christ in us now. So we get power. We were powerless in step one, because we were powerless until we allowed, until we invited Jesus into our life and we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. So Jesus is our Lord and Savior, okay? He's our Lord, our King and Savior, the Christ in him that gave him the ability to endure the tempting and not falling short of the glory, you know, praise the Lord. So Christ in me, the hope of glory, the desire is the hope, and the glory is God's vision, the hope of God's vision. So we're going to have the ability to see what God's plan is for our life, for creation, for the world, and be able to, if we listen and we nurture our relationship with the Holy Spirit, we'll hear God's direction through the Holy Spirit in us. So Colossians 1:27 says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So everyone listening right now, that's the big mystery, that God comes to live inside of you, the Holy Spirit. His Spirit comes to dwell in you. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But it's sanctification daily, the filling, the filling up of the Holy Spirit so that he can pour out upon us to others, okay? And the glory is God's victory, all right? We want to honor. It's a power of seeing the Holy Spirit ability. That's what the Christ in me, the hope of glory, means. It means it is finished. I'm going to get to the end of God's victory. I know his plan. I know the ending, manifestation of God's will, his plan, his purpose, his divine seed, Christ Jesus in me, right? Just as the Holy Spirit impregnated Mary, Pastor Tom was talking about that, and God has been speaking to me about it. He said that when God created man, he created man in his image to look like him. So out of him came us, but he impregnated Mary out of the earth womb because she had the earth, and everything that's living on this earth is from the earth. You know, it's made a product from the earth. So God's seed, divine seed, came into, like us, the activation of the earth, his seed, and manifestations start to happen. Praise the Lord. So there is no hope or expectation of God's glory for the one who rejects the Spirit who gives life. The Holy Spirit, breath of God, gives life. God is the creator of life by his spoken word. Just like when the Holy Spirit spoke the word to Mary that she will be impregnated with Jesus. He's speaking to us that we will. And John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So we came to life, wake up, we come to, right? Life, an awakening, a spiritual awakening to believe. And that's to have faith in knowing Jesus is the truth, the way, the life. It's accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, knowing the way, the only way. There's only one way to heaven, to the kingdom of God. There's only one way, Jesus. I know people say, oh, there's many ways, you know, God loves and there's many ways to heaven. There's only one door. Jesus Christ. There's no other door. Right.
Yeah. If there was other doors.
Amen. He would be alive. Yeah.
I'm just saying for Jesus to come, put himself in the body of a person just to be, have his skin ripped off his flesh.
Right.
And be crucified naked and nailed to a cross in front of everyone just to make another way. Oh, I'm going to make another way.
No way.
Let's just go have fun and do
this. No way. He is the way.
Yeah, I'm just saying he went through an awful lot.
I know.
He's just going to be one of 50 other ways there.
Right. It would make what he did pointless.
Yeah. I mean, he would have never done that.
Amen.
He would go through that.
No.
Be like giving your...
So there is no easy or softer way. He is the easy, softer way. We think there's another way because we don't want to lay it down. We don't
be like you give an organ out of your body so your daughter can live. Mm-hmm. And later on, she's like, yeah, but I could have took this pill, but mom just soon give her organs and die. So, you know, but I could have took pills or done this or, you know, like.
Amen. That's ridiculous. A good analogy. Very good. So, yeah, faith in knowing Jesus, the power greater than ourselves. We have to received understanding of the anointing power of the Holy. We have to know that he's the one that he's anointed us to be holy. Hallelujah. Righteous. When you receive the Holy Spirit, it's his holiness, his righteousness that anoints you when you're in line with him. Hallelujah.
He made us righous.
And he made
right
us righteous.
Before him,
correct.
His blood.
Yes, he anoints men.
Man could not be in the presence of God. And when Adam sinned and there was like a veil, the Holy Spirit lifted. And until Christ put his blood on the mercy seat, then the door is open so
Amen.
The Holy Spirit could come
and dwell in
back
us.
Back into us through his.
Amen.
Says by one man's obedience, many were made righteous.
Hallelujah.
By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by one man's obedience, many were made righteous.
That's right.
That's in Romans 5.
Amen. So, and only the Holy Spirit can restore us to sanity. He's the one that deals with our soul, our mind, mood, emotions, imagination, feelings, that area of our life, okay? He's the one that will teach us, lead us, guide us, rebuke. He corrects us. He's supposed to, but when we don't let him, when we're not willing, we grieve and quench him because that's, and he wants to lead us towards Christ, Jesus. It's always to Jesus because Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, so we get to be in the presence of the Father like what James is saying. Hallelujah. So,
God wants fellowship.
Yes. Yes. So wisdom of God is sound-minded, harmony, law, and order in our bodies. It corrects things in us. It's his wisdom. And no human power can restore us to sanity. And it says it in the literature of Alcoholics Anonymous and 12-step programs. It says no human power can restore you to sanity. Only God. May you find him now. The problem is that not a lot of people know him intimately. And if they do, there aren't as many people maybe. I want to be careful how I say this because there are a lot of people that I know that know him in programs and are sharing him with others. But it seems like there aren't as many that should be. Yeah, that's what I will say, you know, because he's the solution, you know. And I went around many years like a chicken without a head because I didn't have Christ head on. I had education head. I had abstinence head. I had mother head. You know what I mean? Like, if I put all those things, money head, if I get successful, you know, those are my, that's what I, and they drove me crazy.
I used to have a guy had a shop next to mine. It's been 20 years ago, but he was there a long time, and he had been an alcoholic, and he had went to AA. He said what he did is he just went around, and the ones that were successful, he talked to each one of them, and each one of them knew the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So he made Christ his.
Yes, amen. I didn't even think to do that. I always thought, just go to the person that has the most years. That was success to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Meanwhile, they were miserable.
Yeah.
Like me. You know, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
She means how she used to be.
Yeah, I used to be today. Oh, my gosh. No.
Been through AA and been clean for
many,
many years.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
But was still bound.
Yes.
And God has set her free.
Amen, amen. So, so to restore us means to bring us to a sound mind. Our soul is right with God, right standing with God, in right agreement, alignment, union with God, prioritizing, managing our lives through His word and through His word and our actions. It's His word and our actions that collide, that create miracles in our life and the lives around us. You know, God wants to manifest Himself. He's trying to draw all those people that you're around in. So through you, who's ever listening? You, listen, right? So believing Jesus is Lord is all authority over situations. You declare God's word and the promises. You declare them. If you don't have a promise book, buy one. They're little. They're like pocket size. You can buy God's promises. Keep it in your pocketbook. Keep it in your back pocket for a man. Don't carry a pocketbook. I don't want to encourage
that. I immediately was thinking about that. You gotta be careful these days.
In your glove compartment. That's a good place to keep it, right? In your truck. And during lunch, read one or two of them. And before you know it, you're going to be filled with in your heart. And they'll come to you when you need it. And most of the time, it's for another person when you need it. Somebody will say something like, and the scripture will come up or the promise will come up. You know, hallelujah. And then Christ, receiving Christ as Lord, as our Savior. And that's all the power over every situation in your life. All right? That's the ability to fulfill God's will through you. Evidence of God's victory manifesting. So that's Jesus Christ, right? Jesus filled with the Holy Spirit, the Christ, the anointing. And Jesus didn't perform any miracles or prophesy deliverance, you know, cast out anything. He did none of that until he got baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, because he was an example. He needed to be a living example of how we are supposed to receive and believe and speak and act. Hallelujah. So God's word activates the Holy Spirit anointing power inside of you. It's where the signs, wonders, and miracles start to follow you, those who believe. It's scriptural. You shouldn't be chasing them. You don't have to go to all the greatest churches and all these ones. I mean, doesn't hurt, but you shouldn't go there for those reasons, to chase miracles, to chase prophecies, to change. It's nice to hear them and to, you know, if you like someone that's a prophet, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you're just going to get solutions and, you know, fed on other people's things. You know, you're chasing miracles will start to chase you. All those things will start to follow you wherever you go.
It's pushing through fear mainly.
Amen.
The nerve to pray. If you don't pray, you won't see it.
That's right. So, it's the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Whoever is listening and is a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ. I don't want to always say Christian because we've diluted that too, you know, because I think so many people are disillusioned or misguided in just saying a prayer and not being discipled, you know, because that's so important. We need to grab a hold of people and love them and help them grow spiritually, you know, or at least tell them where they can go to grow. You know, it's, you if you had to disciple everybody that you, you know, led to Jesus, to Christ, it would be difficult. But there are people, amen, there are people in your life that you know who can help, or places they can go, you know. So the Holy Spirit, he is the third person of the Trinity through whom God acts, reveals his will, empowers individuals, and reveals his presence. Hallelujah. So he demonstrates, he manifests, and through our allowing him. You see, God is sovereign. He's everything, but he's not in charge of your life. You need to choose either life or death. And life is following him, his will, his way, his plan. He cannot force you to do it. It would be against your will, and then he would be an abuser. And most of the people in my past were very abusive, you know, because we were trying to control each other. I was abusive. He's not going to do that. He's going to be a gentleman and wait for your invitation, for your alignment, for you wanting to join him. It's like him forcing you to marry him. He's not going to force you to marry him. That would be crazy.
It says life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Hallelujah.
Choose this day whom you will serve.
Presence of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so the presence of the Holy Spirit. Is it on?
Everything got lower.
Oh, wait. Yeah. We're good? Oh, how's that? All right. Sorry, guys. I guess it's not like me to do that, too.
We got new microphones that are very directional. So
are they?
Yeah.
Didn't even notice. I'm in Bob.
Well, I did because he was correcting me. We got him about 4 weeks ago.
And I didn't even know.
He wrote me a note. Praise God. Remember, he's passed me that note. Speak directly into the mic.
I have been good. I'm just maybe a little too excited today. I got to calm down. Take it easy. The Holy
Spirit. I thought something was going wrong in the board there, though, because it started getting lower. I didn't realize it was.
No, it's me, obviously. Let me move this way. How's that? Better? Okay. So where was I? So the presence of the Holy Spirit, that's always present. He's always present with you here on earth. And he was always on earth, even before Christ, Jesus came and died for us. Okay. He was always among us. He was the cloud. He's in, you know, all that's God. He's with it's the Trinity, you know. So he was always with us all through time. So, and some of the ways they describe the Holy Spirit in the Bible, or you might hear people, is mighty wind, ruha, breath, cloud, prophecy, strength, wisdom, spirit, source of life. And he empowers us to perform certain tasks. He is the power that is needed in the authority, the power, the bullet, needed in the authority, the gun. You can have a gun, but without a bullet. So we could say we love Jesus. But if we don't follow him, his way, his will, right? And the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to follow Jesus and stay in righteousness, then we don't have a bullet. We're not, we have a gun that's not going to do anything for us. So it's his authority is his identity. In his identity, in the name of Jesus. And he says, who do you say I am? Jesus, name above all names, right? And the power needed for sanctification, renewing and restoring of the mind to sanity, where there is no other way. There is no other way there to sanity except through Jesus Christ. Okay? It was when Jesus was filled. He was an example of operating in the Holy Spirit. He laid hands on the sick. He cast out demons. He can be around darkness and not fall, right? So the same thing can be for us too. Even greater things, he said, because there are more Jesuses around, seeds, his seed. You know, then when the enemy thought he crucified Jesus and was rid of Jesus, he didn't realize that the earth is what activates the seed. And when Jesus was buried in the earth, right, he multiplied because the womb, the earth womb multiplies the seed. Hallelujah.
Well, the Holy Spirit could be given, because when he said he can't send the Holy Spirit unless I leave, the Holy Spirit will not come.
Amen.
But I believe the reason was, because I didn't understand this till about a year ago, the real reason was because the Holy Spirit couldn't come on us because we weren't righteous. His blood had to go Amen. On the mercy seat and make us in right standing to receive the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the same thing when the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to impregnate you to Mary. I'm trying to bring it back. She was pure, you know? And so, listen, she was pure. Didn't mean she might have not had bad thoughts or whatever, but she was pure. She didn't defile her womb. Mm-hmm. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he takes our sins and washes them away. We're pure. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit has the opportunity to come in and impregnate us. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit is how Jesus is who we need in order for the how it works to work. Okay, we need Jesus's divine authority. And when we get honest and we declare and we confess and we admit that we're powerless, we need Lord and Savior in our life, Jesus Christ, then we can start to receive and start to grow spiritually. Before that, it doesn't matter how much yoga we do, how much praying on a mountain, how much humming, lighting candles, building stones. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I was doing a whole bunch of stuff too. Okay? It doesn't matter. Until you're born again, you cannot understand spiritual things as it pertains to God. Okay? Now, there's demonic stuff that if you know, the devil will let you understand demonic things if you give your life to the devil. I mean, he's a mimic of God. But when you give your life to God, he starts to reveal the mysteries. He's not going to give his mysteries to the enemy.
And real quickly, just the occult realm is turning up. The church needs to get with it.
Amen.
Because we're going to have on the mount demonstrations like Elijah.
Amen, amen.
We need to know our God.
Amen. So the how do we become manageable in our life, from unmanageability to manageability, is through the Holy Spirit. Okay, so Jesus died for us so that we can receive the ability to enter into the kingdom, be adopted and citizens of God's kingdom now, in the presence of God, so that we can receive the assignments. Hallelujah. We can be in his presence to hear what he has to tell us. We don't need a middleman anymore. Amen. And we can go out and fulfill that assignment through the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Okay? So have you received the Holy Spirit power since you came to believe in Jesus' authority? So we can confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but have you received the Holy Spirit? And there's scripture on that. So Matthew 28:18-20 says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven, I'm just going to confirm that it's his name. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So he has all authority, so higher power, right? Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I just want to tell you, sanity means to be reasonable, a sensible behavior or thinking, I will say. Common sense, wisdom, spiritual maturity, soundness, the ability to think and behave in a way considered to be rational, stable in all your ways. And James 1:8 talks about a double-minded, unstable person. You know, we can want to pick and choose what scriptures we like and the ones that we don't, or manipulate the ones that, because we're living a certain way. But that's only going to get you tossed to and fro and unstable in your life. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you. So it says, in the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. And Acts 19:1-7 says, while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior regions until he reached Ephesus on the coast, where he found several believers. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He asked them. No, they replied. We haven't even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. Then what baptism did you experience? He asked. And they replied, the baptism of John. Paul said, John baptism called for repentance from sin, which means the water confession from your mouth, right? Jesus is Savior. But John himself told the people to believe in the one who will come later, meaning Jesus. Jesus baptized in spirit. Hallelujah. He breathed the spirit of life into us. As soon as they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. So we know Savior and Lord. And the Lord is Christ in him. The hope of glory. Right? Then when Paul said, laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. James, you have a scripture you want to read?
Well, just a kind of tie in. Casting down 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And the authority is whoever we give it to. Christ has the authority if we're living in obedience. But when we live in disobedience, Romans 6:16, know you not that who you yield yourself servants to obey his servants you are, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. That who you give authority, because a lot of people listening that feel like they don't get authority, they can't get free of this, but they have another area that they're not yielding, and they think they're okay in that sin over there. That's not bothering them, but why do I have this problem? And this problem is because we got to be obedient all the way around to start getting rid of things that are binding us.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So how do I receive the Holy Spirit? Yes. What does it say? Your prayer away.
Amen.
Right? Amen. So we call out to God. We call out to God. Ask God the Father. Of course he will give you the Holy Spirit.
Anyone listening?
Go ahead, James.
Knows the Lord that wants to be filled with the Spirit, I'm going to pray right now.
Go ahead.
Because this is how
very important.
People in the Bible received it. They just, people with the Holy Spirit prayed for them to receive. So Father, I ask right now, anyone listening in that wants to receive the Holy Spirit, that you would fill them with your Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. So, yes. So, and that's filling with the Holy Spirit is saying yes to the engagement ring. I love that. You know, the Holy Spirit's our engagement ring. He's our promise for our marriage with Jesus.
And our comforter.
Yes, amen, amen. So if when we say yes to God, he gives us the Holy Spirit to keep us sealed and promise to him. Hallelujah. Right? So he wants a relationship. Turn from darkness to light. He wants, that's what James was just saying. All the things that are, you know, we think, oh, well, it's not that dark. I can still see in that area. You know, but it is, because it only takes a little blemish, you know, like your dream. When you had that dream that you had one little dot on your.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I remember that. Aren't you proud of me?
I was standing in line. It got to show me just that over and over that he's going to use me in the end time revival, which I'm just saying what he said. And many people as didn't know me have seen that too. Some well-known people. And I had dreams about it, and I also had dreams about a war coming. But I was standing in line to the end time revival to get in through this gate, and the lady in front of me had this white dress on, but it was covered. It looks like he took leaves and broke them up and he rubbed them all over you. That green stain was all over him. And then and this is self-correction dream, okay? So I'm like confessing this. So she's right in front of me, and she gets up to him, and the guy points at the gate. He says, you see that all over you? And she's like, yeah. She says, that's pride. You can't come in here with that. And then she steps out of the way, and I step forward, and he pointed at my shirt. And it was just like a little piece of pine needle looking, a little tiny stain on it. And I know God made it real tiny, so I wouldn't feel too bad because he knows how upset, how much I love him. And I get so upset if he's telling me something wrong. So that was probably kindness, too, that it was so small. But and I looked down, and I woke up, and I'm like, oh, got to get more humble to walk in this resurrection power he's fixing to release.
Amen. Amen. So Luke 11:13 says, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So that's a promise. All you have to do is ask. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And I put Father, Son, Holy Spirit, power, Father, love, Son, self-control, Holy Spirit. Which is God in his fullness.
Can you read that again?
Yes. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
Yeah, the other part that you added on there.
Oh, I said power is Father God, love, Son of God, self-control, Spirit of God. God in his fullness and us in our fullness. Praise the Lord. So believe and you shall receive. Hallelujah. Your prayer, just remember, your prayer away. All you have to do is asking. Your prayer away from anything. That, you know, you just have to line up. Sometimes our prayer is amiss. So find out what it is that you need to pray over properly. You know, if it's feeling maybe rejected, that's the word. He'll never leave you or forsake you. I mean, there's so many things that every answer is in the Bible to whatever it is you're struggling with. Okay, you just have to. And we have Google Goggle, got it. I got it now instead of Google. I said, what does the Bible say about worry? You'll get tons of scriptures. Write a couple of them down, and that's how things start to change in your life. Praise the Lord. So believing in Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, and body is for salvation. Born again, new spirit, your new man identity. It says that in our big book. That they, I think it's in the 12 and 12, actually. It's one of the testimonies that he became a new man. You know, it's all over. But when you know God, he can reveal those things in everything you look at. Nature. You know, like he's everywhere and he'll show himself to you. He showed himself to me all through the big book, all through everything I ever learned. Cause I have to say that I was very active in that program because was the most positive thing in my life before Christ. You know what I mean? It was like the only thing that ever worked to some capacity. So I believed it and I still believe there is it works, you know, but with Christ, it goes beyond the doors and the rooms and all that. It's for every area of your life, you know?
Amen.
Amen. So when we believe, we accept something as true, feel sure of the truth, know who you are in Christ. You know, step one was all about who do you say I am? We need to know who Jesus is, Lord and Savior. Is he God to you? Is he your Lord, owner of all? Is he your Savior, the one that can rescue you in those times from your financial issues, from your health issues, from your marital issues, from your parenting issues, from your work issues, everything? You got to know and believe with all your heart, believe, be in agreement, in loved, be loved, right? So that you know he loves you. He's going to love you so that you have all the love you need, all the security you need. Everything's built in love. Everything. And he knows that. So he gave you all the love that there's no human, there's no person, no place or no thing in this earth, in this lifetime that can love you more than God. Nothing.
And he is love.
And if you know that he loves you, then it frees you up from people, places, and things. You can be of service to people, places, and things because you're not looking to get something from them, to fulfill something in you because it's already been fulfilled by what Jesus did for us at the cross. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's good. Thank you, Father. So,
he's actually talking to me about love in my journal. I'm sitting there trying to remember what he said because it's really good, but I can't put it.
Amen. Read it again. So John 20, 30, 31 says, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe. And that means, you know, see God's view, his vision fulfilled, believe, so that you can see God manifest, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, right, living in agreement, seeing God's plan and purpose manifested, you may have life. And that's the Holy Spirit in his name, in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So John 20, 19, 22 says, on the evening at that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hand and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Now the doors were locked, so Jesus just appears. So maybe he came through a wall, maybe, but he didn't unlock, he didn't need to, he shows up. Okay, that's the Holy Spirit. He has the power to break through walls, the power to break through blocks in the mind. He has that power. Okay, I used to go to therapy and say to my therapist, I don't know, I'm missing something. I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to be doing, but I feel like I'm hitting a wall because I didn't have the Holy Spirit to break through to the other side. I kept hitting a wall. I kept doing the same things, you know, even though it wasn't like, I would say, externally looking like it was killing me, internally it was. You know, people would think, oh, she has life. You know, she has a beautiful home. She has kid, you know, healthy kids. But inside, it was killing me. I couldn't break through the walls of my heart. You know, I had hardness that needed to be. Only the Holy Spirit can help me with that. And you, and you, and you, and you, who's ever listening. He's your heart man. Hallelujah. So, and then it says, continued on 21. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So receiving and being filled, Holy Spirit power is for your sanctification. And it's for us to, we are responsible to walk out, work out our sanctification daily. So be set apart, made holy for proper functioning for God. So thank God he doesn't take a whole big time. He says minute by minute if you have to. God's so good to us. You can mess up and then in 1 minute repent and say, oh, Father, forgive me. You know, and then you're usable. Praise the Lord.
He says work out your salvation daily.
Daily, and to glorify Christ in all things through us equals, means, being born of the Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, so that he can fill, rise up on you and pour out, and you can rub and smear people, places, and things around you with the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, right?
Yeah, and I just want to say that, add on to what I said, because I don't want to confuse anyone. Your spirit, you're saved. When you get saved, your spirit man's saved, but we're renewing our mind daily.
Correct.
Bringing it into.
Right. So just like, okay. Okay, so because we are spirit, soul, and body. So our spirit is made whole. But our soul and our body still need sanctification, working out, changing, transformation. So even though, but if we quench and thirst the spirit, we're just letting the spirit, we're not letting the spirit lead and guide us. So we're letting our mind, our soul, and our body be led and guided by demonic things, worldly things, our own self will run riot, our own fleshly desires. Not everything is, you know, the enemy. I mean, it's us believing lies, but the enemy has a legal right when we start lining up. Yeah.
Unbelief.
Amen.
But I want to say that I felt like someone was out there saying, well, how do, I don't hear the spirit. It's must be important getting attacked. You've had that feeling like, I shouldn't do that. There's not two of you in there in your head. Mm-hmm. One of you wants to do it for a wrong reason. The other one that knows you shouldn't do it. That's where the Holy Spirit's speaking.
Amen. Amen. And the Holy Spirit sounds like you. It could sound like, you know, someone that you know loves you and, you know, and you hear that person's voice to, like, you know, like, don't do that because they care for you. And that, you know, because he's going to come to you the way you'll receive. Also, if you want to know who the Holy Spirit looks like, look in the mirror. He's in you. Okay. He's manifesting through you. So if you're lining up with the Word of God and you're obedient and you're filling up with the Word of God and your actions and your thoughts and your words are to please the Lord God, then you will start to be in the image and likeness of a holy, godly person.
Like, yeah, God wants you to be. And he'll speak, like what you're saying is, you'll have a thought. It sounds like you're talking to yourself. Mm-hmm. He'll speak in that same thought. Mm-hmm. He'll also speak a lot through impressions. He'll just, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. I just knew it. And he'll speak through a knowing, which is a little stronger. And you get them less, but it's you're more solid when you get that. And he speaks through visions where you see it in your imagination.
Right.
And dreams.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So the Holy Spirit receive and be filled. Receive is to be given, presented with, or paid something. Okay, that's what receive means. And Holy Spirit is given freely, paid for by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God's unconditional love, offering his son, his love, his agape love to us. For all those who believe and confess, he offered to all those that don't believe too. But because they don't believe, they can't receive. Okay, but he died for everyone. And confess with all their heart and soul and body and every bone marrow that you are, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, Lord and Savior of the world, yesterday, today, and to come. His life, death, and resurrection is true. If you can confess that and you believe that, then you're born again and you receive the Holy Spirit. And now it's a matter of sanctification daily. Holy Spirit is the engagement ring from Jesus, given by Father God from the inheritance, the family jewels, the treasure of the kingdom of God. You know, when the Father marries his daughter off, and this is for the men too, because the earth is a female, is the womb, okay? So you were created, dust to dust we were go, right? The seed of Christ, right? When the Father, in the old traditions, there was a dowry. He would give the money, you know, like a jewel for his daughter to be married. Okay? So that's the same thing he's doing with us, with Jesus. We get the Holy Spirit. So Jesus seals us with the treasure, the highest treasure, Holy Spirit, here on earth until we meet with him in heaven. Right?
Get saved, you receive an endowment of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But then there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit being filled, where you're endowed with power.
That's right.
And that's where the miracles and stuff all flow through.
Right.
That baptism.
And don't forget, and we'll talk about that probably next week, but not only power, but you also get the fire. And the fire is the the fire is the burning off of sin and the trials and the tribulations of your to test your faith. You know, it's Father God. It's the power to overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We will definitely talk about that because we only have 3 minutes right now. So So I want to say Holy Spirit is the engagement ring. So be filled with the Holy Spirit. Put someone, and that to be filled means to put someone or something into a space or a container in your heart. Hallelujah, right? So that it is complete or almost completely full. So God wants to bubble up and out of you. So every day you fill up with God's word and the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you, and he'll testify. He's a witness to Jesus, and he's constantly, and then you become a witness. And it's the good testimony of the elders, right? Of their life, their testing, their faith, and who Jesus is in their life through their testing. It's through our testing that Jesus manifests himself, that we share that with other people. Right.
Holy Spirit will highlight you as you read the Bible. You'll hear someone talk about the Holy Spirit and you'll be like, and all of a sudden every time you're reading the Bible, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Well, I never noticed that. Or they're talking about angels and you're like, wow, there's a lot of angels. Or they're talking about demons. Wow, he's casting demons out everywhere. He got things we don't know, and the Holy Spirit starts highlighting it as he takes us into new areas that we haven't learned about.
Amen. And that's what we want. And sometimes he'll take you into areas you didn't know you needed to go. That's why it's important that you spend time every day with the Holy Spirit. Say good morning to the Holy Spirit. Benny Hinn has a great book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit, if you want to get to know him a little bit more in detail, because we kind of like, you know, keep moving here. So, but it's a good book to, it's like a textbook. You can open it anywhere in that book and learn, and you know, it, when you're in need to grow in your faith with the Holy Spirit, knowing him. I don't want to keep going with other things, but the coming of the Holy Spirit we'll start talking about next week, you know, like what it's like in your life to walk in with the Holy Spirit. Okay, so James, we have a minute. Do you want to pray or say anything close?
Yeah, just anyone that's tuned in that doesn't know the Lord and you're wanting to know this God, it's very simple. You ask him in your heart, and the prayer is the way in. This is where my life changed. A lot of people are like, oh, they pray a prayer and they keep living the same, people listening. Well, that's where the Holy Spirit, you're inviting them in.
Amen.
So just repeat after me. It says, if we believe in our heart, that Jesus died for our sins and rose the third day and confess with our mouth, we shall be saved. So just repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I know you died for my sins.
I know you died for my sins.
And I know you rose the third day.
And I know you rose the third day.
Ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
And be Lord of my life.
And be Lord of my life.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's clap for everybody who received Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit today. And we agape you. And you're listening to WCNO, Kingdom Recovery.
Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Tune in again next Friday at 5 p.m. to hear and experience another level of God's transforming power, where the truth makes you free. For more information about Kingdom Recovery, I can be reached at 631-745-7980.
All the glory to the God of love. All the glory to the God of love.
broken heart.